TOEFL Strategies, Track 5.
Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, do you have a moment? I have a question about health insurance.
Okay, shoot.
So the fee I pay as part of my tuition covers me if I need to use the university health clinic, right?
You're a full-time student then?
Right, full-time.
Yes, that's right. That fee covers you for health clinic visits as part of the basic plan.
Okay. And let me see that I understand. I'm married, so I just want to check. That fee covers me and my wife for any non-emergency care, right?
No, not exactly.
No? I'm pretty sure I read it on the university website that my spouse is covered. I mean, she's been complaining of headaches and I need her to go to the clinic, but I just need to make sure she's covered. We're both covered.
Okay. I'm not saying your wife can't be covered. I'm just saying you'll have to sign up for an additional plan.
But I remember on the original form I had to fill out, I had to check a box to say whether I was married or not, and...
Yes, but... Here, let me show you the brochure. Okay, so see where it says, coverage can also be obtained for a spouse or dependent children?
Yeah, but I thought that was for part-time students, because the health insurance fee isn't part of their tuition.
I can see how you could interpret it that way, but I'm afraid it's a separate plan that you would need to apply for and pay a separate premium for.
Okay. So what's the premium?
Well, let's see. I believe it's around $150 or thereabouts. Yes, here. It's $145.
Okay. Okay, well, that's not horrendous. And will that cover her for dental?
No, I'm afraid not. The basic doesn't cover you for dental either.
I'm not covered for dental?
No. You can only get dental insurance if you sign up for the Vital Savings Plan. It's a separate plan you sign up for in addition to your basic plan.
In addition, huh? So is it expensive? I mean, I'm a student and my wife works freelance.
Let me see. I have that information somewhere. Students get a pretty big discount. Here, it's $25 annually.
So $25 a year, that's definitely doable. Would that be for both or just per person?
It's per person, but if it's a student plus one, for your wife, then the fee is $44. And the Vital Savings Plan includes vision as well as fitness and alternative health care. It's actually a pretty good deal.
What kinds of alternative health care does it cover?
Let me see. Vital Savings covers vision, fitness, as I said. I think it covers massage, definitely chiropractor, and it might even include acupuncture, but I'm not sure.
Great. My wife will be thrilled. Okay. So I guess I have to fill out a form?
Well, you have to enroll directly via the insurance company website. Here, take this brochure with you. The website address is on the bottom.
So if I enroll directly through the insurance company's website, will I still get my student discount?
Yes, there's a section where you enter your student info.
Okay, great. Thanks. So I sign up for the Vital Savings Plan through the insurance site, and it'll get me and my wife all this additional coverage, dental, fitness, all that.
Right.
But I still have to sign my wife up as an addition to my regular basic plan, right? How do I do that?
Oh, here, fill in this form. If you put it in today, I can start the process and she'll be covered within a couple of weeks.
Still a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, well, thanks. I actually have to get to class, but you've been a great help. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Now get ready to answer the questions.